I'm joined by Jonathan Liu, recording this on Tuesday morning of the week, so I think it might actually be out this day. The key detail is we're recording it after Monday night, because all the games over the weekend, with the possible exception of Brentford versus Crystal Palace, but I think that that one was one where you can group the two teams together and Brentford were playing at home. All the games over the weekend went as one would expect the form book from last season to suggest, and then Tottenham play Leicester and almost certainly should beat Leicester with reference to how much of the control of the football that they have. But they don't, because Leicester hang on in there and get a 1-1 draw. But anyway, the premise was going to be, there's been some chat about predictability within the Premier League, as though in some way, shape or form that makes the Premier League unique, not just in terms of other football leagues, but also in terms of sport. Jonathan's been at the Olympics and written brilliantly throughout, and one of the best pieces of writing he came up with pertained to the pole vault, which went precisely as was expected to go. And yet it was widely deemed to have been a magical night in Paris when Duplantis set the new world record. My point here, Jonathan, is that we want drama, but there's a lot to be said anyway that in human lives, a lot of the drama we want is in any way inherently at least semi-predictable. We don't want surrealist drama very often. That's not top of the charts. Coronation Street did ever so well for many a year by virtue of giving the people broadly what they expected with peaks and troughs. Predictability isn't inherently bad.
No, it's not inherently bad. I think it's one of a number of ways in which people can get their thrills. There are, you know, surprise thrills. There are thrills where everyone knows how James Bond ends, with the exception of, I don't know if people have seen the latest Bond, but you know.
I like the spoiler. Let's go for it. Yes, with the exception of that one, and that's why that one was especially thrilling, just because it was different to all the others forever.
But basically, you know how James Bond is going to go, and it's the way you get there. There is a predictability in the ending, but not so much in the journey. And then there are, I guess, instances where the journey is predictable. You kind of know how things are going to shake out, but the ending is what is the thing that I guess would be what you'd have in men's tennis between like Federer and Nadal and Djokovic. You knew they were going to get there. They were all going to get to the final, and that was the moment of unpredictability. So these are kind of all the different ways that people can get their jeopardy.